Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said,
United Ministries program, WGUM, featuring Pastor Patricia Bennett. But before she comes to you, we want you to hear God Provides by Tamela Mann.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue? For you. watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you feel that life will be, and will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, watch God provide. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Benjamin, your line is open.
Praise God. Close your eyes. There's no more need to cry. Watch God provide. Good evening to my listeners all over the land. We thank God for Jesus on this Wednesday, and we thank Jesus for his blood. Tonight is a very special night. I feel like pressing my way. I feel like going on trials. They do come on every hand, but I feel like going on because God does provide. He says, I'll be your lawyer in the courtroom, your doctor in the sick room. Oh, someone said he's my wheel in the middle of a wheel. Jeremiah said it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. I tell you, I feel good on this evening. I feel good down in my soul. I'm so happy to have you all aboard with us on this evening. Dr. Gregory Scott and I, we are excited about the things that God has done, can do, and will do. I was told that on yesterday a prophet spoke into my hearing, and she said, when you obey God, watch and see what he will do for you. She said, as you listen to the voice of God and you obey the voice of God, then watch and see what God will do for for you. Well, I had another prophet to look in my face and tell me that God said he owed you. I tell you, I don't know how God owed me, but however way he owed me, I thank him for being the Lord in my life. A very special shout out to my South Carolina family, especially my sister Jackie, and to you, and you, and not only South Carolina, but there are others that listen. But South Carolina is usually the first ones on the line, and we thank God for them. I've been informed already that my soul lowest is on the air. Mother Janie is on the air. I'm going to decrease Dr. Scott so she can increase, as she's coming in her own way. You know, I like hearing Mother sing because she's sincere and it's coming from her heart. She's not in competition. She's not trying to impress anyone. She's not trying to make a name for herself. She sings, as my pastor said when I was a child, and I didn't quite understand what he was saying, but she sings to the glory and the honor of God, and therefore I am blessed by it. Why don't you sit back, take your shoes off, sit in your rocking chair, sit on the porch, look down the street, get on the phone and let someone else know that our dear Mother Janie is on the air with Glory United Ministry. Dr. Scott is in your hands.
Good afternoon.
Praise him.
I'm going to sing this song. It says, "Heaven belongs to you."
You better go, girl. Let me borrow a little bit.
If you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, Lord, heaven belongs to you. You live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, Lord, heaven belongs to you. Reach your mother right, heaven belongs to you. Treat your mother right, heaven belongs to you. Treat your mother right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, Lord, heaven belongs to you. Treat your father right, heaven belongs to you. Treat your father right, heaven belongs to you. Treat your father right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, Lord, heaven belongs to you. Treat your pastor right, heaven belongs to you. Treat your pastor right, heaven belongs to you. Treat your pastor right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, Lord, heaven belongs to you. Heaven, heaven, heaven belongs to you. Heaven, heaven, heaven belongs to you. Heaven, heaven, heaven belongs to you. Oh, Lord, heaven belongs to you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Mother. Thank you for that song. I'm telling you, she went way back into my childhood with that song. My Sunday school teacher used to sing that song. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Treat your neighbor right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Heaven belongs to you. I'm sure my sister Jackie remembers Mother Catherine Spellman singing that song. Matter of fact, Mother Catherine, I believe, is 94 or 95 years young, just had a birthday on the 28th of February. But I thank you, Mother, for your kindness and that you don't count it robbery that we be on the air, and you are blessed, and you bless me, and you bless us in Radio Land to hear you singing the songs of Zion. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you told us that because we are your children, that we can come boldly to the throne. Now, Lord, I'm coming tonight asking that if there is any sick among us, that you, God, would release the healing virtue. As they release the faith, you will release the virtue. As they release the faith, you will release the virtue. God, we thank you for your healing virtue on tonight. God, we thank you that you are able to provide, as the songwriter said, God, provide. God, we know you to be a provider and a way maker. For everyone that's under the sound of my voice on this evening, God, provide for them. Make ways out of your ways. No way has come to stop them from going forward. But God, you say, I am the way. And you can make anything happen because with God, all things are possible. Touch and heal sick bodies on tonight, whether it be a headache or a toothache, whether it be a knee ache or a buttocks ache, whether it be the heart is in trouble, the eyes are weak tonight. God, we ask that you would just blow, God, like you did, and man became a living soul. God, take this body of clay and mold it and make it after your will. Lord, we surrender our everything to you. We surrender our all unto you. God, we surrender our will, our way. God, help us to be obedient children unto you, for you are a great and loving and a kind Father. We thank you for every day. Mercies is new every morning. All your faithfulness reaches unto the cloud. God, we just want to bless you on tonight. If I had 10,000 tongues, I'd bless you. If I had 10,000 tongues, I could not praise you enough. Oh, Father, oh my God, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, revive us again. Thank you for keeping us safe from COVID. Thank you, God, that even if we did get involved in this COVID situation, God, you kept us alive and you kept us out of the hospital. And Lord, we say thank you. Oh God, we say thank you. You said you would take care of us through seen and unseen danger. God, thank you. Thank you for our president on tonight. Thank you for President Joe Biden. Thank you, Jesus, that he's the man in the helm. And we thank you, God, because the steps of a good man, the scripture said, are ordered by the Lord. Thank you, God, for ordering his steps. He made a promise, and God, you're helping him to keep the promise that I will do whatever I can do in my power, he says, to get us healed, to get us well again. God, we thank you. Thank you, God. Put your arms of protection around him. God, as you walk with him and talk with him, cover him even when he's asleep, God. Oh, take care of him, Lord. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, he's not a threat to the U.S. He's a helper to the U.S. God, we thank you. We're seeing numbers go down. You care about the children. You said you would provide, God. You're providing a way and escaping the wilderness of our life, oh, Father. We thank you, people of God, hear and be blessed. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and to that mother that just got finished crying about her child, God said, I'll take care of it as I promised you all. God, we thank you. Let's go into the word of God. Hey, I hear, I don't like to sing behind mother because I like for the words of her song to dig deep down into your soul. But I hear a song from way back when that say, she stirred me up. If you live right, Ama Shidebosha. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, bless his name. Oh, God, I'm so grateful that I have mother on board with me. It's been a long time coming, but the change did come. I said, Lord, if I had just one person to get on the air that could help me minister with this program that we come with every week, and God selected Mother Jeannie to get on and help me each week. It's just a blessing to have you, Mother, in our midst. I tell you, because no man is an island, and I'm yet waiting on my reader. I'm yet waiting on my reader to come, but I ask God to give me souls in the kingdom that's not afraid to be on the air and don't mind reading the scripture and don't mind singing the song, even saying the prayer. I tell you, I'm an equal opportunity pastor. Those of you that belong to a church or member of a church home and you attend your church, I know some of you can't go now because of COVID, but if you were an active member before COVID, if you know the pastor don't do it all, the pastor doesn't sing the choir, the pastor doesn't, he's not on the deacon board, the pastor's not the drummer. Now, I have been in churches where the pastor beat the drum, played the organ, sang the song, and preached. But that's a lot. That's a lot. So I thank God for the willing hands and the helping hands to help me with this Glory United ministry to get this word out on Wednesday night. And a special shout out to my dear friend, Dr. Gregory Scott, who is so faithful. Even if he goes into the hospital, he says, I've got my computer with me and I'll be able to do the program from the hospital. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Let's go to John's Gospel. So the clock is steady ticking. John's Gospel. Last week I got so ill on the call. I was really very ill. It felt like I was just slipping away. When I got off, I checked my blood sugars and it had dropped in the 50s. But it's okay. God kept me. While Mother Jeannie was singing last week, she didn't get on to sing until the very end, pretty much. And while she was singing, it gave me a chance to just lay my head back and just pray and say, Lord, please, whatever this is that's going on, I know you will fix it for me. And he did. While she was singing, I started to feel better. By the time we had gone off the air, I was able to function and check my blood sugar to see what was going on. Because when you're a diabetic and your blood sugars drop, many times it leaves you so weak and so confused that you can't get yourself together and you need someone to help me. But you know what? God was my helper. The psalmist said, God is my refuge and my strength, a present help in the time of trouble. That was a troublesome time for me. 59 is a low blood sugar. You can go into a coma and never come out. But because God is so real in our lives and in my life, he did not allow me to slip back into a coma with my head back. But he touched me because I reached out in faith, asking him to touch my body, and he did just that. So if you're on this call tonight and you feel as though, I don't know why God is going back with this healing virtue, look at the woman who had the issue of blood. That is not even my sermon tonight, but for some reason God wants me to testify this in your hearing. Look at the woman who had the issue of blood. 12 long years she suffered with that disease that she had. Jesus had her healing in him. Jesus had her healing. But he didn't give her healing. Don't you know Jesus saw the woman with the issue of blood? Don't you know Jesus knew all about, this just might be my sermon tonight. Don't you know Jesus knew all about her sickness? He knew everything that was wrong with her. Well, you know, the Bible lets us know that the very hairs on our head are numbered. Nobody can. I know we got rocket scientists. They can do this, that, the other, and send men on the moon, and women too, send them on the moon, but none of them can count the strands of hair on your head. Okay, if you have a PhD, I believe that's the highest degree you can get. You can get your bachelor's, your associate's, your master's, you can have two or three of those if you want, but you cannot master the thing that God can do. Try counting the strands of hair on your head. You can't do it. Your beautician cannot even count the strands of hair on your head, but the Lord can. God can do that. He can count the very hair, the strands of hair on your head. Woo! He's powerful. He's awesome. Anyone that can count the hairs on your head, there is nothing that he cannot do. He even know every pebble of sand that's on the ground. He knows how many pebbles of sand is on the ground. Wow. He is not just someone that you take for granted. He's not someone that you take lightly. So the woman who had the issue of blood, he saw her spending her money like some of us. He saw every doctor's appointment that she went to. For the Bible said that she spent her money, all the money that she had, going to the doctor, trying to get issue in her body resolved. But it didn't do any good. some conditions, I want you to hear me well. Some conditions require Jesus. You need Jesus to intercept and to intervene on your behalf, and he's willing because healing is the children's bread. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be healed. The devil is the reason why sickness is here, and yet we serve the devil and blame God for your condition. Don't you know everywhere the woman, I don't know her name, it just refers to the woman, you know, they didn't give her a name. I know she had one, but the Bible didn't give her name. But everywhere she went, he went with her. When she came back home, he came with her. I want you to hear me. Everything the woman with an issue of blood did in her life, Jesus knew about it. He knew that when she had spent all of her resources, that he still had healing in his body for her. My God. But she could not get this healing until she released something else that was in her. And so, well, what was it that was in her that she had to release in order to get this healing? Well, she went back and forth here and there, here yonder, over yonder, everywhere she went, and the doctors didn't do her any good. Why, Jesus being such a loving father, why didn't he stop her from going? Why didn't he heal her? He saw all that she was going through, and yet he didn't stop and heal her. Why didn't he? Well, that's a question that I like. Why didn't he? He could have, yes, he could. But why didn't he? Well, let's follow the story. She went here, she went there, just like you and I. I go to this doctor, I go to that doctor, I go to that doctor, and I go to that doctor. And yet I come away with the same condition. But my condition so far is not unto death. My condition is something that either I will live with it until I die, or I will receive my healing. The song said, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Well, let's go to the song then. It was at the cross where I first saw the light. Who is the light? Jesus is the light of the world. But it was at the cross, in other words, when I came into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, I was in the light, and I acknowledged and I recognized who he is and what He's capable of doing. The songwriter said it was there by faith. I received my sight. He saw the light. She saw the light and realized that Jesus is the light. By faith, I received my sight. Faith is the key word here to this conversation I'm having with you tonight. You should say, some would say a conversation, some would say she's teaching. That's exactly what I'm doing. Getting back to the woman with the issue of blood. She had gotten rid of all of her resources. And yet, she still had the medical condition. Well, this brings me to another song that I can put in this story. Chapter 3. When you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. So the woman with the issue of blood had no more substance to give for her condition. So she heard about the man called Jesus from Galilee. She found out that Jesus was going to be in town. Now, it wasn't custom for a woman to be out while she was traveling, some say, or while she was on her ministry cycle, while she was on, you got the picture by now, okay. But she said, I got to get to Jesus. She sounds like the woman in the Bible who said it, was that there's Naomi and Ruth. You know the story with them, the book of Ruth, but we're talking about Naomi. It said, if I perish, let me perish, but I'm going to see the king. That's another sermon. I'm going to see the king because my people will die if I don't get help for them. That's another sermon. That's not tonight's sermon. But I just brought that in, that you have to have that determination to persevere. You cannot stop until you get to Jesus. How do you get to Jesus today? Is he walking visible for you to see him? No, he's not. Unless he reveals himself to you. I've seen his hand. How about Shitty? I saw his hand when he touched me and spoke to me. Oh, bless his name. But the woman who had the issue of blood had one more substance left in her possession. And that was her faith. She made up in her mind that if I can get to Jesus, I'll be made whole. Not just healed, but whole. Whole means it will seal. It will not come back again. Because when Jesus heals you, he makes you whole. That disease will not return back to you, whatever the disease is. So she pushed her way through the crowd. And I know it was a multitude of people out there, and they probably did not want her anywhere near them. But she kept on pushing. Jesus knew she was there. Jesus knew the woman was there. He knew she was coming there. That's why he stopped by there. She pressed her way through faith. See, a lot of times we want things from Jesus, but we're not willing to go out of the norm or go out of our way. Well, I do all that. It don't take all of that. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. If you want it bad enough, whatever it takes, you will do it. You don't care who see you cry. I'm from the Holiness Church, Church of God in Christ. And I saw people come into that church as a child who wanted to be changed, to a woman to didn't care if you saw snot running from their nostrils, care if makeup was all over their face. They did not care if their wig came off. The women, I saw this in church, they didn't care. Because they wanted to get what they needed from Jesus. So they came with a made up mind that I'm going to get what I need from Jesus. People had a hole. Young man had a hole in his lung back in the 40s. There was no medicine like we have now. Hole in his lung, size of a dime. Doctor said the child would not make it. But that mother touched Jesus by faith and brought her son to the Holy Rollers Church, because the saints would fall out in the spirit and roll. Brought her son. She was not ashamed. And the old holiness preacher laid hands on that child, put oil on it, laid hands on that child, and she took her son back to the doctor. And the doctor couldn't believe it. That man is in his 90s. He's yet alive. No lung problems at all. That mother touched Jesus, and the healing virtue was released onto that son. Well, the woman who had the issue of blood, when she kept on pushing her way to Jesus, Jesus cried out and said, "Who touched me?" He knew who it was, but he wanted her to identify, "It is I who touched you, Master." The disciples said, "Now, it is so many people out here, until he has gone bananas. Jesus is plumb crazy. It's got to be the heat. He must be in heat exhaustion. All these people out here, thousands of people out here, and he's asking who touched him." But she said, "I touched you." Jesus told the woman, "Your faith," see, I'm back at the key word, "your faith have made you whole. So tonight, many of the issues that we have in our bodies, in our household, with our loved ones, from our husbands to the dog that bark, from our wives to the kitten that meow. Your faith will move God to work in your circumstance. When I saw Jesus' hand touch me, I was frightened. I said, and he said, "Don't be afraid." And he held a conversation with me. And I wasn't living a holy life from sin. I wasn't living no kind of life from sin. I was smoking. I was shacking up. But I also sought the Lord because the doctor said that my eye condition will make me blind. And I cried out to the Lord and said, "Lord, I don't want to be blind." So that particular night, let me show you how good God is. I didn't stay at the man's house that I was shacking with. This is going to bless somebody. I went home to my mother's house, and my mother saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and lived her life for Jesus Christ. I went home to the Haven. I went under the umbrella of my mother's house. And I said, "Mama, I'm staying home tonight." She said, "You are?" I said, "Mm-hmm." She said, "Well, go on in there and get in your bed." And I got in bed and I went to sleep, and Jesus visited me in my mother's house. And Jesus told me, he said, "You're going to go to the doctor, the eye doctor. And he's going to give you some chops. And I'm going to work in those chops." And this was back in the 80s. And I got up after the visitation and I said, "Mama." She said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Mama, Jesus came to see me." And she said, "Well, okay." I said, "Mama." And she sat up in her bed then, because she knew I was serious, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I told her the conversation that Jesus had with me. And she said, "Well, bless God. Now go on back to sleep." And I went back in my room and I went right back to sleep. So when the call came that next day, from later that day, from the doctor's office, I wasn't home, but my mom took the message. She said, "There's been an appointment set for you to see the specialist. I want you to come to the hospital to see the specialist." And then he called back and said, "No, meet him in his office on Tuesday." That was Saturday. And when I went to the doctor's office, he said, "How did you get here?" I said, "I drove." "Yourself?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You can't be driving. You can't see." I said, "Well, I made it here and didn't hit anybody." And he said, your vision is just, oh. He said, but because of your insurance, I have to give you these drops. I said, oh, doctor. Oh, Jesus visited me in a dream. I said, I had a vision. Jesus woke me up, told me I was going to the doctor, said he's going to give me some drops and everything. And the man looked at me like I was totally crazy. He totally crazy. And he said, yeah, I'll see you back in 3 weeks. Take the drops. And I went on home, and I took the drops. And that Sunday, the pastor, the elders prayed over my eye drops. And he said, Lord, do what you said you would do through these eye drops. And when I went back to the doctor's office, and you know, every one of you have had an eye exam, and they have you to put your chin forward and your face, and they roll up in their little stool and look in your eyes. Well, he rolled up and looked into my eyes, and he rolled his chair back quickly. I said, what's the matter? He said, I don't believe it. Your vision is 20/20. There's no pressure on your eyes at all. I said, doctor, didn't I tell you that Jesus said? Let me tell you what his response was. He said, well, in your case, it worked. The doctor had to admit that Jesus did it. Because he said, these drops are really not going to help you. But because of your insurance, I have to give you the drops before I can move forward with your eye condition. I got up, oh, yeah. That was in 1985. No, before 82, between 82 and 84. And this is 21, and I can see. By faith, I touched God. And he released to me. Oh, do I have other issues yet? But, you know, Paul said, you know, this thorn in my flesh, God, take it away. And he said, my grace is sufficient. I don't know who this is helping, whether it's helping you that's listening tonight or those that go into the archives and listen. Touch him with your faith. He still has healing in him. Touch him tonight with your faith and watch what he does. God provides, he'll come through for you. And if he doesn't come through with a total healing, he'll beef up the grace on your behalf that you can live with your ailments as if they are not there. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of his precious Holy Spirit. For Hebrews gospel said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Don't give up your hope. And the evidence of things not seen. You can't see your healing yet. But your faith will release what you need. God is moved by your faith. Several scriptures, it talked about your faith, your faith, your faith did this. Jesus said your faith can move a mountain. So why are you climbing it? Why are you climbing the mountain? He never told you to climb the mountain. He says, faith will move the mountain. He said, if you have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, which I'm told scientifically is the smallest seed in the world, you can speak to it if you have the faith. God, give everyone on this call, you have said in your word that to every man was given a measure of faith. Now, God, allow them to work their faith and touch you. Not so much the garment, because it says she touched the hem of his garment. And she was made whole. But God, you are not here on this earth for us to touch you tonight. But our faith can reach heaven. And you can reach back to the earth where we are. Lord, make us whole. Those on the call, God, make them whole. For we all have something that we'd like to be rid of physically. Lord, this fat in my belly, Lord, make me whole. Lord, somebody said, I don't like how I look tonight. God, make them whole. Let them by faith touch you. In Jesus' name. And it is so. Until next week, God be with you. Oh God, God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. Oh God, God be with you. Oh God, God be with you. Oh God, be with you until we meet again. Good night. God bless you.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Close your eyes, there's no more. Watch God provide.